Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. Michigan State troopers in the Caro Post will be collecting new and gently used coats, hats, mittens, and gloves. Sizes that are needed range from small children to full-size adults. All donations will go to area residents who need some help keeping warm this winter. This is the fifth year that troopers at the Caro Post have hosted a winter warmth collection program. Donations will be accepted at the Caro Post at 1485 Cleaver Street until November the 27th. After that date, the items collected will then be distributed. For more information, you can call the Caro Michigan State Police Post by dialing 989-673-2156. And the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will be conducting their next meeting at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, Thursday, October the 30th, at the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro. According to the preliminary agenda, County Controller and Administrator Erica Dibble is expected to present the 2026 fiscal year proposed budget first draft, and the Equalization Director Angie Daniels is expected to present the county's apportionment report. Also during the meeting, commissioners are expected to renew the contract for the Michigan Assigned Counsel renewal of Jeffrey Stewart, to renew the Circuit Court and Family Court legal services contracts, and to approve the representation for alleged developmentally disabled individuals in probate court. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Enough already.
We can do more.
Enough already. We can find a cure.
Enough already.
We can do better for our kids.
Enough already. We are relying on you.
We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer that is on the front line of breakthroughs. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org today.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Israel's intense bombardment of the Gaza Strip this week marked the most serious challenge yet for a fragile U.S.-brokered ceasefire. Gaza health officials said over 100 Palestinians were killed, including dozens of civilians. Israel said one of its soldiers was killed in an attack that helped to prompt the fierce Israeli strikes. But by early on Wednesday, the ceasefire had been restored almost as quickly as it had unraveled. President Donald Trump defended Israel's actions, but also made it clear that the U.S. expects the broader ceasefire to hold up. The chain of events underscored the fragility of the truce between Israel and Hamas after 2 years of war, but has also showed how intent the United States is to keep the pact going. And another national and international news. A federal appeals court has blocked an order that required a senior Border Patrol official to brief a judge on Chicago immigration sweeps. The court intervened on Wednesday before Greg Bonnevo's first late afternoon meeting with U.S. District Judge Sarah Ellis. She wanted daily briefings after seeing videos and other images of confrontations between immigration agents and the general public. Ellis's order was an unprecedented bid to impose real-time oversight on the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. Bovino is a chief of the Border Patrol sector in El Centro, California, and is currently leading efforts in Chicago. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Wednesday, October the 29th of 2025. For a complete look at your Thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.